Life with a Purpose, February 27. Happy is he that hath the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God. Your only safety and happiness are in making Christ your constant counselor. You can be happy in him if you had not another friend in the wide world. Your feelings of unrest and homesickness or loneliness may be for your good. Your Heavenly Father means to teach you to find in him the friendship and love and consolation that will satisfy your most earnest hopes and desires. Do not be over-anxious about anything. Go quietly about your duty which the day brings you. Do the best you can, ask God to be your helper. Feel every day, I am doing my work for God. I am not living for myself, to glorify myself, but to glorify God. Oh, trust in Jesus and not in your own heart. Cast your burden and yourself upon him. If you feel no joy, no consolation, do not be discouraged. Hope and believe. You may have a precious experience in the things of God. Wrestle with your discouragements and doubts until you gain the victory over them in Jesus' name. Do not encourage grief, despondency, and darkness. Repose in the broad, sure promises of God. Rest in these promises, without a doubt. I have seen that those who live for a purpose, seeking to benefit and bless their fellow men and to honor and glorify their Redeemer, are the truly happy ones on the earth, while the man who is restless, discontented, and seeking this and testing that, hoping to find happiness, is always complaining of disappointment. He is always in want, never satisfied, because he lives for himself alone. Let it be your aim to do good, to act your part in life faithfully. Find time to comfort some other heart, to bless with a kind, cheering word someone who is battling with temptation and maybe with affliction. In thus blessing another with cheering, hopeful words, pointing him to the burden bearer, you may unexpectedly find peace, happiness, and consolation yourself.